glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments
of
inspiration.
The story of Lazarus is one that I remember from my very young age. It is one of the accounts from the Bible that sticks with you. Jesus gives us a look into life after death. For a child, it is kind of scary. If I had not grown in my knowledge of God's unconditional love and His amazing grace, it would still be scary today. This is Max Pratt inviting you to enjoy the beautiful singing of our selected song. Following the song, we will study from the Lord's account of the rich man and Lazarus that's found in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31.
Just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus, only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Roll back curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, remind me. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in His hands. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I can't understand. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. So remind me, dear Lord. So remind me.
Among the collection of Luke's parables and teachings of our Lord Jesus, there is this story of the rich man and Lazarus. It is found in a section of several parables. It obviously serves as a warning in regards to how we live and the preparations we make for dying. Jesus connects the two. He often does that. He told the parable of the rich farmer who had a great crop, so he tore down his barns, built bigger ones. He decided to take life easy and live off the abundance of his goods. But life was cut short for this man, and he had failed to make preparations for dying. He was not rich toward God. This account of the rich man and Lazarus carries a strong message to us who have many riches. We must be careful about how we use them. This rich man who lived in luxury every day did not make preparations for his dying. He had an opportunity with Lazarus laying at his gate. the duty of being a compassionate neighbor, a friend, and helper to this beggar jumps off the pages of Scripture. He could have made life so much better for Lazarus. He had every means available to provide food and medical care. Evidently, the desires to have the crumbs from the rich man's table was all that Lazarus received. It doesn't say that the rich man provided any of the least of his possessions for Lazarus. The rich man lived in his luxury. Lazarus lived with only the comfort of the dogs licking his sores. Jesus develops this scenario of the living conditions of both the rich man and the beggar. He then moves to the essence of his teaching by sharing their conditions following their deaths. Their roles are reversed. Lazarus, who had lived in bad conditions, is found in comfort, care, and the keeping of Abraham, the father of the Israelite nation. And for any Jewish person, this would be a representation of the best condition possible. While the angels came for Lazarus, the rich man was buried. He awakens in a state of torment. He seeks relief. He begs for Lazarus to come with just a drop of water to cool his tongue. But he is told that it is impossible. Their places are set, and there is no opportunity available for Lazarus to provide what he now needs. The final conversation that Jesus shares is the rich man's pleading for Lazarus to go back and warn his brothers not to follow him into this place of torment. He is told that they could listen to Moses and to the prophets. Jesus taught, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Matthew 7:13 and 14. The overriding theme of the teaching of Jesus is that of eternal life. When Nicodemus came to Jesus, asking what teaching he had brought with him from heaven, Jesus immediately taught this man that he must be born again so that he could see and enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus came to tell us there is life after death. He came to pave the way for sinners to be saved from the condemnation of sin. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came so that we can have life and have it in abundance. The gospel message is a calling to change the way we live. At the heart of the preaching of Jesus is a call for repentance. This calling leads to making the choice about which gate we enter into eternity. The promise Jesus made to his apostles during their time of sorrow at his impending death was that he would prepare a place for them, and then he would come back and take them to live with him forever. The living hope that Christians hold on to every day is that we are on our journey toward the glory of heaven. When Jesus ascended into heaven, angels appeared and told those present that Jesus would return from heaven in the same way they had seen him go. There are parables like the one about the 10 maidens who were waiting upon the bridegroom. 5 had made preparations and 5 did not. Jesus was teaching that we do not know the day nor the hour when he will return, but that we need to be ready. The 5 maidens who were not ready were left out of the feast. Jesus stated plainly that not everyone who called him Lord, Lord would enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of his Father who is in heaven. The principle of spiritual sowing and reaping are a common theme in the teachings of Scripture. If we sow to the flesh, the Bible says, we shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if we sow to the Spirit, we shall from the Spirit reap everlasting life. The New Testament teachings are very clear. We are saved by God's grace. We cannot earn our salvation. There is no way we can pay our own debt of sin. It is the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary's cross that pays for our sins. He has already paid the debt. God's love has made such a great sacrifice so that life in the Lord's name is made possible for every sinner. We cannot stack up a list of good deeds and bring them before the Lord, hoping that they will tip the scales in our favor? No, salvation comes through faith and our obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news is that the avenue into eternal life has been made available. The invitation has been sent out to all who will come. The account of the rich man and Lazarus sets before us the need to make preparations for eternal life. When the Apostle Paul wrote to various congregations of Christians and to individuals as well, he often spoke of his own departure from this life. He said on one occasion when he was nearing his time of leaving this earthly life that he had fought the good fight, he had finished the race, and kept the faith. He then makes this grand statement because of his making such spiritual preparations. Now, he says, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all those who also long for his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:8. Death itself does not have to be scary. The unknown things about the grave do not have to bring anxiety to our hearts. This apostle wrote, "We are more than conquerors through him who loved us, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 8:37-39. We are praying that you are making your preparations for eternal life.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of his glory.